This update is brought to you by Liberty Bank of Batesville. An All-State basketball player who led Mountain View senior girls to a state championship last season has verbally committed to attend Arkansas State University at Jonesboro, an NCAA Division I program. The offer is a full scholarship for 5 years to allow for completion of a degree in case she has a redshirt season. Jessica Flannery will be a senior next school year at Mountain View. Her parents said today that she will officially sign with ASU in November. Her mother said this early commitment should allow Jessica to relax and hopefully play great basketball during her senior year at Mountain View. Jessica, as many of you know, is a lockdown defensive player and can do the offensive thing too. She's a tremendous athlete and also the kicker of the senior high football team, an all-conference kicker at that. A 40-year-old West Batesville woman was taken into protective custody this week after trying to arrest a state trooper by posing as a U.S. Marshal. Independence County Sheriff Steve Jeffrey said apparently Alice Bibbs had followed the trooper, Corporal Jeremy Hughes, and asked him to pull over. Sheriff Jeffrey said Bibbs was going to arrest Hughes because she saw a traffic stop north of Batesville earlier that day. She said it resembled a traffic stop 3 years ago in which she was raped. Police called a relative of Miss Bibbs to come and get her. The sheriff said the next day he had to send an officer to her home and place her into protective custody for calling 911 several times with outlandish remarks and accusations and for calling and texting the hospital staff and making physical threats. Sheriff Jeffrey said Miss Bibbs will be kept in protective custody until she can be screened by a mental health care professional. And Sheriff Jeffrey said deputies were busy this morning investigating several vandalism acts in some parts of Batesville. Calls from Water Street and West Batesville were being answered early this morning. Riverbank erosion that is threatening the Southside Water Authority plant that is south of the White River Bridge will be rectified through a partnership agreement among the authority, the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers, and the Arkansas Economic Development Commission. The agreement, which was signed by the parties Tuesday, calls for an $800,000 plus project to stabilize the bank of the White River in the area of the plant intake. The Corps will pay 65% of the cost, the AEDC 35%, and Southside Water's part is 5%. John Richardson manages the Southside Water Authority, which serves over 8,800 customers. Keith Harmon is the Authority Board President. And the Batesville City Council last night took under advisement a request by Jack Krebs to allow placement of the Mary Woods 2 paddle boat in Kennedy Park on the south side of the White River at Batesville. It would be put on display for tourists and locals to see a historical part of the White River and the boating commerce that traveled up and down it. The paddle boat, which has been on display at Jacksonport State Park for several years, took on water and sunk last year. It was brought up and will need a great deal of work to bring it back to its original condition. Krebs, representing a nonprofit foundation, said the group wants to save the riverboat for those historical reasons. He said to dispel a rumor, the boat is too small to convert into a restaurant. The council agreed to postpone a decision for a week to allow for public input on the request. And finally, voters in Paragould have approved a quarter-cent sales tax that's expected to generate about $1 million a year for economic development. The unofficial returns show the proposal passed Tuesday on a vote of 924 to 470, winning by about 2-1. The money is to be used for infrastructure, buildings, and incentives in an effort to attract businesses and industries to the Northeast Arkansas City. This update is a service of Liberty Bank in Batesville.